Take your Bible. Revelation chapter number 19. Revelation chapter 19. That Bible says in verse number 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations, shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth on the winepress the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." I want to preach on this thought tonight, God's army. God's army. Have you ever thought about that? God's army. As we look at this tonight and we see the Bible speaking to us, and it tells us about this. In verse 14, he says, "The armies which were in heaven followed him." And you know why it says which were in heaven? Because they're following him. He's done come out of heaven. Amen? Praise the Lord. Ain't that something? We sure do appreciate that. Now, you know what God's doing today, children? He's calling together his army. That's what he's doing. He's calling together his army right now. And he's taking saints of God, amen, calling them unto his army. Praise God that we can be with him where he is and be partakers with him in his army. We are just looking at ourselves as those are soldiers in the army of God. Amen? That's what we are. We are soldiers in God's army, trying to do those things, praise God, to bring glory and honor to his name. The Bible says in Jude verse 14, only one chapter in Jude, but on verse 14, the Bible tells that Enoch was the seventh from Adam. And it says, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. So Jude is telling us here that when Jesus comes, he's coming with 10,000s of his saints. Now that 10,000 means it's an innumerable number. It's a great number, praise God, that no man could number. Amen. The number of the saints of God that are coming with him when he comes. And now when he's talking about the Jew, he's talking about in Revelation 14:4 when he seals the Jews. And he said, "Who follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth." Amen. So that we see the saints of God that they're following the Lord. We see the Jews that they're coming today when they're going to follow the Lord wherever he goes, wherever he sends them, they're going to go. Praise God. This thing's just lining up. And we see the armies of God as heaven begins to open up. And John the Revelator said, "I saw heaven open and a white horse." Amen. That white horse, praise God, represents the power of an almighty God. And he that sat upon him was called none other than Faithful and True. We know that Lord Jesus Christ, he is faithful and he is true. He is absolute truth, absolutely, praise God. He can't lie, praise the Lord, because he is true. Amen. And he's called Faithful. He said, "In righteousness doth he judge and make war." In other words, whatever he does, it's right. He's coming back to rule and reign. Praise God. He's coming back to judge the wicked. He's coming back to judge the world. There's nobody, I said this morning, there's nobody nowhere going to get by with anything. Amen. We're going to have to stand one day and give an account for everything that we do. And he's going to be there. He's going to be the one that's going to be looking. He's the one that's going to be judging. And he says that when he comes, praise God, that he's bringing an army with him, that the heaven's going to open up. You say, "Well, Pastor, well, why would the heavens have to open?" Praise God. Because of the very great number that's coming out of there. Amen. That's coming with the Lord. Praise God. When he comes, praise God. Hey, listen, there's going to be the armies of heaven. There's going to be an angelic host that come with him. And there's going to be a host of saints. Praise the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, how's that all going to play out?" Well, the armies of God are coming with him, those angelic hosts, praise God, to do battle, praise the Lord, for the Lord. They're going to be the spectator. They're going to be on one side. They're going to be there, praise God, with the power of an almighty God. Amen. I can't even, in my little mind, can't comprehend what it'd be like just to have a host of heaven, a host of His angels there that's to do His beck and call and word. Of course, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to speak, and with His lips, with His words, the enemy is going to be subdued and destroyed, praise God. But the army of hosts, the army of the angelic beings, praise God, is going to be there in that day. He said they're going to be not only the angelic hosts, but those that host of saints. Praise God, those born-again believers that's on the Lord's side. Amen, praise God. I won't say, Lord God, I'm in the Lord's army now, and I'm going to be in the Lord's army forever, praise God. I'm going to go wherever He goes and do whatever He says. He's my commander-in-chief. He's my high commander, praise God. He's my authority, glory to God. And I'm looking to Him. For my marching orders, amen. And praise God, one of these days He's going to give them, and we're going to step out. Heaven's going to open up. Can you imagine? And here we'll come. Amen. Can you imagine the host of heaven when they march out of there? Amen. He said, the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses. Amen. And now look what else it says. And He said they were clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And now this fine linen, praise God, it represents the very glory of God. Amen. That fine linen is given because of glory of God, to magnify His name. Amen. That white stands for purity. Amen. So not only is it going to be a sign of glory, but it's going to be a sign of purity. And that white, praise God, that is purity, and that clean, praise God, stands for the holiness of God. So it's coming a time, praise the Lord, we're going to be clothed with glory, and we're going to be clothed with purity, and we're going to be clothed with holiness in the Lord. And it's because that, Brother Robert, we get to ride out with Him as the host of heaven. God's gathering up a mighty army, praise God, and He's coming. And we need to be ready, expecting until He comes. Amen. I don't know about you, but I can just anticipate any day how the Lord's going to say it's enough. Any moment God's going to call His people to be with Him. And He's going to gather us up. And that's what He's doing today. He's gathering up a mighty army for Himself. Those that love Him are seeking His appearing, looking for Him to show up. Praise God, because they know when He shows up, He shows out. Everywhere Jesus, amen, everywhere he makes His presence known, something happens. Amen. Boy, if we just recognize the presence of the Lord, but we see the Lord Jesus Christ as He comes as a conquering Christ. Amen. To conquer. He comes with His armies. What does He come for? To defeat the enemy. What do you bring an army for? To defeat the enemies. Amen. It's that last enemy, praise God, He faces death. He's already conquered that. Amen. The Lord has already conquered the last enemy, which is death. Amen. So we're going to come conquer those enemies, praise God, that rebel against God. Praise the Lord. Now we see the Lord coming in power and great glory here, but we've seen Him coming. We can contrast that, but what we've seen Him coming on Palm Sunday. If we look back in Matthew chapter 21, we see the Lord coming, meek and lowly, riding upon a foal, foals of ass, a colt of ass, praise God. We see Him coming humbly, amen. And we see the people crying, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, praise God. We see that as the Lord came the first time, He come humbly to this world, praise God, to be the sacrifice for sin, to take upon Himself the sins of humanity, my sins and your sins, the sins of the whole world, that through Him we might be made free. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that, don't you? But we see as God lays this thing out here, and the people, praise the Lord, and we'll be singing praises and hallelujahs to Him. They was saying hallelujah to the Son of God in the highest. Praise God, they was looking for Him to do something. I'm telling you what, youngins, there's a contrast. One day in a little while, they're going to be singing hallelujahs to Him again, and they're going to be expecting Him to do something, and this time when He comes, He will. Amen. Praise God, He's going to put down all rebellion. There'll be no more people standing around saying, well, but. Amen. The Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And God's getting Him an army. He said, "Preacher, you got them angelics there to do battle, help him to do battle." He said, "Well, what's those saints of God? What are we going to be there for?" Praise God, we're going to be there to prophesy success and victory. We're going to be there to proclaim all over the place. Glory, hallelujah. I say, hey, we're going to say, "I'm with him." Praise God. And he's already succeeded. He's already won. Praise God. He is the victor. And we're just claiming victory. We come today. Hey, he may have not done yet, but we come to just claim success. Just claim victory in Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, we get the easy part. Jesus will do the work when he gets here. Amen. But we see the Lord plays, this thing plays out, and we see the review. God Almighty's already told us what would happen. You remember over in Psalms chapter 2? In Psalms chapter number 2, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord." Imagine that. "And against his anointed," the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now he's talking about the nations and the peoples of the nations, the kingdoms of the world. And we see this thing playing out. We see it lining up with the Word of God. We see the European unions and we see these confederate nations that's coming together like God said they would. And they're alienating themselves from the God of heaven. Amen. They're seeking the ways of the Arabs, and the Arabs is allowing the Muslims to come in, and they're allowing them to dictate to them how they live their lives and how they worship and how they pray. And it's not getting pretty. Amen. He said, "Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us." That's what they said. That's what they would like to do. But say, "He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." In other words, he's going to hold them in contempt for what they're trying to do, what they even think about trying to do. Amen. When it comes to doing the thing contrary to the Lord. He said, "Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure." Because he says, listen to this. Verse number 6, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." I mean, not talking about yesterday or tomorrow, praise God. He's talking about eternity. Amen. The Lord's speaking here of eternal things. He said, "Ask of me and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." That makes me want to get on Jesus' side. I don't know about you. Amen. Don't sound to me like they're going to have much chance or much choice. I think I'll just go with God, won't you? I think I'll just go ahead and get on Jesus' side and just stay in his good favor. Amen. Said, "Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth." So he's trying to get their attention here. Amen. The kings, the principal men of the world, praise God. God's trying to get their attention. But what we see in the world today, we see the principal men in this world trying to take us further and further away from God. Amen. Amen. Trying to disassinuate ourselves with him. He said, "Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling." Realize, praise God, it is a privilege to serve the Lord. It's a privilege to know him in a free pardon of sin. He said we ought to fear him we ought to serve him with a reverence because he is God and we're not. Amen. Because he is and we're not. And said, it says rejoice with trembling. Amen. Because who we're rejoicing over. Now listen to what it says, verse 12. It says, "But kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled," watch this, but a little. "Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, how do we get on Christ's good side? How do we kiss the Savior?" By putting our trust on, by putting our faith in him. In everything that we are, everything we do, praise God, everything that we anticipate doing, that we do it in trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he says here in the Word of God, it's the second Psalm tells us, praise God, the Father, the preview, praise God, says this is a promise of the Father. If we'll just put our faith and trust in the Lord, amen, God will bless us and help us. Now another contrast that we see here, we see the Lord Jesus here, and as the heavens open, he rides out on a white horse. And so he sees magnificence in his power. But the Bible also tells us of another in Revelation chapter 6, in verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 6, in verse 1 and 2. He said, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the vessels, I heard, and it was as it were a noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. We see the contrast here of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Antichrist. As he comes on the scene and power is given to him, he has no power within himself. Amen. But he comes and he's given power to conquer and to conquer. He went for conquering and to conquer. And we see how it plays out and how the things that come after him, those that are following him, all they see is death, dying, and destruction, and turmoil, praise God, and destruction in every path. That's a contrast. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the two sides that we have. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the true Christ, and we have the Antichrist, or the ungodly, the unchrist. And we seek after Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because we're part of His army and He's calling us to His army. I don't want to fight in the devil's army. I've done heard what happens. There's just distress and anguish on every side, every word that he's had. I'm just going to flee from him and run into the army, in the camp, in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to snuggle up to him. I'm going to stay with him all the days of my life, in this life, and all the one in the life to come. Amen. Praise God where there's comfort in the Lord. What a blessing. Amen. Praise God. So we see a Savior, praise God, a conquering Christ. But not only do we see a conquering Christ, but we see a caring Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ, the reason he done what he did is because he loved us and he cares for us. The Bible says that one day in a little while there'll be perilous times. Amen. We're seeing some of those things coming at us in a breakneck speed. It seems like everything's in chaos now and only getting worse. Amen? We can see it. But Paul said it'd be like this in 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3, the Bible says this. He said at verse number 1, he says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And he says what's represented in those perilous times is all kind of ungodliness. It's all kind of selfishness and pride and blasphemy. Amen. I pray God, disobedience and unthankfulness, unholiness, without natural affection, truth breakers and false accusers and incontinent fierce, despisers of those that are good traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I want to say there's a whole lot today that have a form of godliness, but we're denying the very power thereof. Amen? And praise God, and Jesus tells about, Paul tells us about this ungodliness, excuse me, that'll be in the world. And he said in these last days, in these perilous times, that it'll wax worse and worse. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13, the Bible said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen? We're seeing it happen all around us. There's deception and deceivers everywhere that you look. These people telling us everything's all right when everything's all wrong. They're telling us that good is bad and bad is good. Amen? But God said it'll be that way in the last day and perilous times come. But Jesus Christ has promised to take care of that. But listen what he tells us to do. Verse number 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen? He said, just stay with what you know. Stay with what you've been taught, praise God. Stay with what you've trusted in all your life, His faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, the church that He give you to worship and praise Him and draw closer to Him. And as we draw closer to Him, He draws closer to us and He empowers us for troublesome times. Praise God, when it's waxing worse and worse and men are being deceived and deception is prominent, He said, just stay with the Lord and stay with what you know. Because salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Salvation is the Lord. Verse 16 said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, He said, I have a whole volume of the book that's God-breathed. Amen. He said, and it's profitable for doctrine and for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished or well fully equipped unto all good works. He said we'll have adequate for what we need. He said we won't be lacking anything if we'll just stay with God. Wonder what's wrong with America today? We got away from God. Amen. We kicked Him out of school. Wonder why He don't protect our kids in school. He's not welcome there. He's not wanted there. He's been cast out. He's been voted out. What's wrong with America? He's been cast out. He's been voted out. Amen. Time that we voted Him back in. Amen. Hey, listen, it may be coming a time that we're going to put our children in private schools, Christian schools, if we have to start one. Amen. They're not getting instruction. They're getting indoctrination to the things of this world. They need instruction, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Amen. That's what we used to have in schools, praise God, so we could come out and know how to read and how to do a little bit of math, how to use a little bit of common sense, how to cipher out a problem. Amen. But we've turned to everything else but that, trying to indoctrinate our children, praise God, to believe some old false junk and believe that there is nothing absolute in this world. I want to say by the power of an almighty God, there is something absolute, and it's the Word of God. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the power, praise God, unto salvation. Amen. He says the Jew first and also to the Greek. Praise God, we can trust Him, Lord God, and He makes the difference in our lives. And that's what Paul was trying to tell them here. He said there's perilous times coming, but there's a caring Savior, praise God, that's there to get us through those troublesome times. He's there to deliver us. He's there to bring us out. He's there to bring us up. He's there to encourage us, praise God, so we don't get discouraged. We see things building all around us. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that Babylon the Great, amen, it's going to fall. See, there's an empire that's going to rise up, an unholy religious system. Amen. And we see it trying to build now. We see the Church of Rome trying to build up and trying to get into the politics of the world. Amen. Now we want the government to stay out of the church. But we're not supposed to stay out of the government. Hello? The separation of church and state, praise God, splits it down the line and says that the government cannot dictate to the church what to do. Not the other way around. They flipped it on us. Amen. They've turned it upside down, using it against us. But the government's supposed to stay out of the business of the church. Amen. Because they'd be stupid if they didn't, because the church is what's taking care of the people in the communities. Doing things in the communities, praise God. And hey, if it wasn't for the church, this country would be a whole lot worse than what it is. But it's because of little places like this where you still got bodies of believers who believe and trust Lord Jesus Christ, and they look for His help, and they love each other, and they have compassion like our Savior did, and we're still reaching out into communities and compelling them to come in. Amen. And still seeing people say, but there's an unholy religious system that's a coming down the road. Amen. There's an unholy global economic system that's coming along with it. It's coming down the road. We need to be prepared, praise God. And I said before, the Arabs and the Muslims are drawing together. They've opened their borders and are allowing them to come in. And they're taking over. Does that sound familiar? Amen? They've allowed them to come in and they're taking over. It's becoming the rule of the land. Amen? But the Bible says there's coming a day, praise God, when that's going to be put down. When the armies which are in heaven, and they're following Him. Verse 14 of Romans 19. Upon white horses, clothed with fine linen, white and clean. Said, and out of His mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it He should smite the nations, and He shall rule them with a rod of iron. Amen. There's coming a day when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign, praise God, as a super potentate. Amen. He's going to be the supreme power, praise God. He's going to be the God of heaven and the God of earth, praise the Lord. He's going to rule, praise God, from the throne of David. And He's going to get His majesty, praise God, is going to be above everything that we've ever seen. He treads the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of Almighty God. And He hath on His vesture and on His thigh the name written, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. He's the King of your life. The Lord of your life. Amen. He's the King of Kings. He's the greatest of kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the greatest of lords. And we see it here in the Word of God as God mentions this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This isn't the first time we see this. If you look back over in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse 14. He said, that thou shalt keep His commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only, now watch this, potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. He said the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the one and only, praise God, potentate. He's the one and only power, praise the Lord. He's the one and only one, praise God, that's going to be in control. I want to say today, glory to God, if we'll let Him, He'll be the one in control today. Amen. He will be the one in control of our lives today if we'll let Him. But He said He's the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They're talking about it, the second event, second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When all the kings of the earth will be subdued and they'll answer to Him. Praise His holy name. Amen. Glory to God. If you look at Revelation chapter number 17, He's talking about that great the city, the great harlot, the mother of harlots, the abomination of earth, mystery Babylon. But He says in verse number 14 of Revelation 17, He says this, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Amen. These nations arise up, these peoples arise up, praise God, and they'll make war against the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, and His people, and they'll rise up against the Lamb of God, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called the chosen and the faithful. Praise God, I'm telling you today, young'uns, God's getting up an army. He's getting ready to step out. He's getting ready to move out. He's getting ready to do something, praise the Lord, that we've been looking for Him to do for centuries. Amen. He's getting ready to step out, praise God, and come to rule and reign with the power of an almighty God. The chief potentate God of the world. Bless His holy name. So we see the Bible teaches us that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He tells us in Revelation 19 that we've read in your hearing, verse 16, that He is the King of Kings. The name written, so there'll be no doubt that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bless His holy name. Amen. And He's warning us whose side to be on. He's warning us, praise God, to get on His side, to follow Him, to go with Him. He's telling us all these other folks are getting on His side and they're following Him as He marches to victory. See, He's already won. Amen. He's just waiting to take the victory lap. Glory, hallelujah. To step out, praise God, from throne room of grace, heaven's going to open. And the Lord and the host of the armies of heaven are going to march out. My good, could you imagine what it's going to look like when the heavens are opened up and the armies of heaven, Lord Jesus Christ goes and the armies of heaven's are following Him. the angels and the saints of God were all on white horses riding out. Amen. My goodness, the power and the majesty. No wonder the Bible says that when He comes, the Jew is going to look up and they're going to be amazed. They're going to be confounded when the Son of Man cometh. Amen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it's going to take place. It's going to happen. Amen. It's going to be done. There's not going to be no backing up or looking back. Praise God. There's just going to be a looking up and seeing Him coming. With power and great glory, He's coming to rule and reign on the earth as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. But He wants us to know that we need to be on the winning side. Amen. When it happens. Because He is the high potentate. He is that King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And He's gathering up an army. Now listen, now, are you part of His army? Amen. Are you part of His army? Are you on the winning side? Are you one of the ones that's got His army that's going His way? That's a looking for victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are, praise God, you just go ahead and just raise your hand and say, glory, hallelujah, victory's mine. Amen. Jesus has done give us in the volume of the book, it's written of Him, and He's already told us that He'll come and He'll rule and reign with a rod of iron. That He would be called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords by the whole world. Amen. Everybody, everywhere will bow the knee to Him. All these so-called kings and potentates in the world, they's coming today. Hey, they may play back and forth and struggle in their little power battles. But I'm telling you, one day, praise God, the ultimate power struggle will be ended when Jesus Christ comes. Amen. He will be that power, that force to be reckoned with. He came the first time as a humble man, praise God, riding on an ass, a foal of an ass. Comes submissive. But when He comes again, praise God, He's coming as a conquering king to rule and reign, praise God. And He said that the saints, the armies of heaven are coming with Him. Amen. When He comes back this time, He ain't coming back alone. Amen. He ain't coming back. He's coming to do business. And He's bringing us with Him so we can see it all. Amen.